This Don't stop is 947.
We're talking subtle red flags at a job interview. You pick them up while you're there and you realize working here might just suck.
Yeah. Now, Shan and I have already given ours, but I'm sure you're keenly waiting to find out what Mantswe's is. So, Pout, let us in. What were these red flags you're looking for?
I haven't been for a lot of interviews, job interviews. I've only done four. Is that a lot? Only four?
I've done one.
They weren't really interviews because... Yeah, they weren't really interviews.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I think the one thing that I really look out for when I'm meeting you and I'm about to work for you is your coffee.
Oh.
And especially, I've stopped drinking coffee now. I've slowed down. I used to drink a lot of coffee.
You did?
And yeah, a lot of coffee. And I'd even judge people, like, if I'm interested in you on coffee. I judged a lot of people on coffee.
Yeah.
So if I'm trying to work with you, the coffee you offer me tells me a lot about the place I'm going to be working at.
So I've got one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How did you accept the job at 947?
I quit coffee.
Good one.
I quit coffee to keep the job.
Management, if you didn't know, now you know what people are thinking about that coffee machine. Let's chat to Craig in Moses Drift. Craig, my man, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks yourself, guys.
We're very well, my brother. All right, listen, so we've got coffee as a red flag, body language, the works. What is it for you?
For me, it's when you pull into the parking lot and you see one Porsche, which is clearly the boss's, and then all the other employees are still driving Toyota Tazzas.
Yes!
That's actually brilliant.
Oh my goodness.
That's actually so bad.
Have you been in a situation like that where you got there and the boss is driving millions of rands worth of cars?
There's been a couple. I've been for quite a couple of interviews.
Yeah.
And you can always judge a company quite quickly on its parking lot. What kind of cars are there? Because that'll show you what its employees are earning, eh?
I've never thought of that, Craig. And you know what? Moving forward, I think that's how I'm going to judge it.
Yeah, you're going to come here and like, that makes sense now.
I'm actually just going to step out and check what's happening in our parking lot. That's how we look to the streets.
Yeah. 100%. Craig, my man, thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate it. Have a lekker weekend, okay?
You guys as well. Cheers.
Sweet, bro. All right. Should we go?
Do you know what that makes me think of is every time I see Anela's car, I get a little pang of jealousy when I see Anela's car.
Oh my word.
Which one, the Porsche or the Range Rover?
Exactly. That's the point. Which one?
Let's check out your voice notes.
When I get to an interview, only to find out I'm the only person who's been interviewed. Like, why are people not applying for this position? That scares me.
Yes.
So I think once I see and any other candidates, I get a bit worried. Hey.
Oh.
Good afternoon. It's your girl, Kim. And I think I'm going to have to agree with Shanunu. If you can't be straight with me about the hours that I'm going to be working, that's quite shifty to me.
Mm. Hey, Zweli, Mantswe and Shannon.
Hey.
When they say their offices are in town or in some place called Powell Place in Randburg. Run. Run, my friend, run. Red flags.
With the industry that I'm in, I do a lot of practical interviews as well. And one of the biggest red flags is when you go in to do a practical interview and the tools that they give you are really like right next to broken. They couldn't be bothered to even let you do an interview with the correct tools, the correct things that you need.
I just want to put it out there, Shan, that actually the Anela example was really bad because if you look at the average in the studio on cars, two people don't have a car. Don't have cars. One person drives a Toyota Etios.
Essential 947.
The finest moments from your favorite shows.
Hit 947.co.za
or the 947 app to catch up.
947 loves you.